About 20 fast food workers walked off the job in Madison today, calling for the state minimum wage to be bumped from $7.25 to $15 an hour. The protests were part of a national movement that included protests in Milwaukee, Chicago, and Detroit. Motice Reynolds works at the Popeyes in Fitchburg. He currently makes $8 an hour.
If we don't stand up for it, nobody else will. It's always been about the people at the top taking advantage of the people at the bottom.
Opponents to raising the minimum wage in Wisconsin say even a smaller bump to $10.10 an hour would cost the state thousands of jobs. Nick Novak is the director of communications at the MacIver Institute, a conservative think tank.
If you look at the $10.10 an hour wage hike, that would actually cost the U.S. about 500,000 jobs, according to the Congressional Budget Office. And another report here in Wisconsin showed that the state would lose about 16,500 jobs.
State Representative Melissa Sargent was among a few elected officials and clergy that attended the Madison protests. She says the economic impact of a wage hike would be positive, not negative.
We would be able to save money for our government because there is a national cost of over $7 billion a year of public assistance that is being paid to these workers, as well as the fact that the workers would have money they could be spending directly in the community.
9 individuals were arrested at the Madison event. More than 25 were arrested at a similar protest in Milwaukee, including U.S. Congresswoman Gwen Moore. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.